Be reading from Matthew 5. As I mentioned already, Dale will be coming to minister to us, to speak about us being peacemakers, peacemakers with light. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltlessness, how can it be made salty again? It is no good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Blessings, Dale, as you minister.
I would like to note that this morning, as I look over the audience, feels so different from last Sunday. Last Sunday was a very meaningful time for me and for many of us. This auditorium was full, but as we shared together the three congregations, it was very uplifting and it was very encouraging. And I thank God for that experience. I've chosen this morning to reflect a little bit on the fact that this is Memorial Weekend. And much of what we will see, read, and hear over these next couple of days reminds us of the fact that we as Christian people do need to know how to respond and to be faithful in what we say and do. So I've chosen this morning to have this title, Peacemakers Can Shine a Bright Light. I would like to note that peacemaking is not something this morning that we just simply can say we hope for or maybe, but it's active. It is peacemaking rather than something we just think about. This weekend, we are part of the celebration of many who participated in the military activities of our nation. And I was reminded of that as I saw the morning paper. I approach this weekend thankful that I live and share in a nation that welcomed my ancestors into a free country many years ago. I am thankful that our government in more recent years has given us the option of choosing a way to serve our country in ways that do not require us to participate in military activities. As followers of Jesus, we are called to live actively in a real world. We are aware this morning of the pain and brokenness in our world. We are aware of the pain that brings into the lives of many. Many human beings and children this morning are suffering because of war and the activities of conflict between peoples. As Christians, we cannot accept uncritically the actions of our nation, but we view the actions in the light of Jesus' teachings. Darcy and I live at Landis Homes, and there are a variety of opinions this morning at Landis Homes about this Memorial Weekend in which the design is to honor those who have died in the war conflicts. I am a member also of a committee called Courageous Connections, in which in the Landis Homes community, we attempt to address the many polarities that we live with at Landis Homes. One of my team members is a person who said he never heard of conscientious objectors to war or of alternate service until he came to live at Landis Homes. He cannot understand why we don't proudly put the American flag all over the campus. And as we talk together, he tries to understand my understanding of the flag. We want to honor it, but we don't worship it. As we talk together, we understand that as we learn to know each other, we can find ways to live peacefully together. We tell our stories in a way that brings peace in our lives and in our community at Landis. This morning, I know that we will be seeing the flag in many places tomorrow on campus. I'd like this morning to just note upon us and impress upon us that we are called today and this weekend to follow the teachings of Jesus, where we need to make decisions regarding our activities in this world in which we live. The scripture that was read to us would indicate that we are to be peacemakers, an activity, an action. We at times would like to just talk about peace, hope for peace, but we struggle to find ways to be peacemakers, to actively doing the work of peace. The verse that was read to us would indicate that persecution at times may follow our activities as peacemakers. To receive persecution, to understand the death that many experienced over the years as they were peacemakers, is not easy to accept. But it moves on to say that we as peacemakers are the light of the world. I would hope that as peacemakers, we would understand we are children of God. We are related to and are connected to God, our Heavenly Father. The world desires today to see our light and to see our light shine brightly in the midst of the darkness of our day. I was trying to think of a story that would help me to understand how to be a peacemaker in our world today. And I was made to remember the story of many people in South Africa as they chose a process of reconciliation under the leadership of Nelson Mandela. There is a wonderful story that I'm going to read from the book Choosing Against War by John Roth. This particular story was very meaningful to me and gave me some ideas as to how to be a peacemaker. I'm going to read the story because it provides insight and meaning in ways that I could never summarize. Quoting now from this book by John Roth. In the aftermath of apartheid's collapse in South Africa in 1994, the new government under Nelson Mandela established a Truth and Reconciliation Commission whose task it was to investigate specific acts of brutality committed in the name of apartheid and to seek some measure of resolution that would enable the country to move forward. At one meeting early in their work, the commission gathered to reach a verdict on a particular painful case involving an elderly South African woman. At the hearing, a group of white police officers, led by a Mr. Van de Broek, admitted their personal responsibility in the death of her 18-year-old son. They acknowledge shooting the young man at point-blank range, setting his body on fire, and then partying around the fire until the body had been reduced to a little more than ashes. 8 years later, Van de Broek and his officers had again intersected with the woman's life, this time to take her husband into captivity. And then sometime later, Van de Broek came knocking at her door once more. Rousing her from bed in the dead of night, he brought the woman to an isolated setting by a river where her husband lay tied in a pile of wood. As she watched, he and the officers doused a man with gasoline and then ignited a fire. The last words her husband spoke to her in the midst of the blazing pyre were, "Forgive them." Now at long last, the time had come for justice to be served. Those involved had confessed their guilt, and a commission turned to the woman for a final statement regarding her access and her desire for an appropriate punishment. "I want three things," the woman said calmly. "I want Mr. Van Broek to take me to the place where they burned my husband's body. I would like to gather up the dust and give him a decent burial. Second, Mr. Van Broek took all my family away from me, and I still have a lot of love to give. Twice a month, I would like for him to come to my ghetto and spend a day with me so I can be a mother to him. Third, I would like Mr. Van Broek to know that he is forgiven by God and that I forgive him. I forgive him too. And I would like someone to come and lead me by the hand to where Mr. Van Broek is so that I can embrace him and he can know my forgiveness is real." As the elderly woman made her way across the silent courtroom, Van de Broek reportedly fainted, overcome by emotion. And then the silence was broken when someone began singing "Amazing Grace." Soon others picked up the words of the familiar hymn, so that finally the entire audience in the courtroom was joined in song. I turn to that story because it is a reminder to me of the importance of being a peacemaker rather than one who is out for revenge and is out to hurt and harm others. In my own personal life, it has not always been easy to be a peacemaker in our day. Currently, we live in a world in which a peacemaking activity is called for and needed. But what do I say or do? I may not find my story as profound as this story. I, with great admiration, have to understand how this woman responded in the midst of pain and having lost her family. But to forgive was truly a light shining in the darkness. And as the people responded, they responded in song and word. This morning, we are called in this Memorial Weekend to be thankful for the country in which we live, which allows us this morning to be peacemakers. I am aware, for instance, that in July of this year, the Church of the Brethren will be meeting in the Midwest for their annual meeting. And one of the profound statements that they have been studying and will be presented for action is calling them to be open to participate in civil disobedience at a time when our country is actively creating turmoil and pain. How do we stand up? And a good friend of mine, the pastor there, Don Fitzke, is a moderator of the Church of the Brethren at this meeting. And so how they will take action on that remains to be seen. But the reminder is that we are called to be active peacemakers and not allow the world to be in charge. God desires for us to participate with Him in the activities of peacemaking today. So my prayer this morning is that as we are engaged in our lives, in our world, be it at Landis Homes where we live, or in our community, or in our world, that people around us will see our light shining brightly as we are advocating for peace today. Let us pray. Almighty God, I give you thanks again that you have blessed us with your Son Jesus, who lived among us, who taught us how to live and how to respond to the pains and the evils in our world. That is to love and forgive and to let our light shine. Grant us, our God, the ability to be peacemakers so that all around us will see your love through us. May our light shine brightly as peacemakers as we are actively engaged in living for you as you have taught us. I pray it in your name. Amen.